The effect of mathematics anxiety on the processing of numerical magnitude. Written by Aaron A. Maloney, University of Waterloo, Danielle Ansari, University of Western Ontario, and Jonathan A. Fuglesang, University of Waterloo. Published in the Quarterly Journal of Experimental Psychology in 2011, Volume 64, Edition 1, Pages 10 to 16. Abstract. In an effort to understand the origins of mathematics anxiety, we investigated the processing of symbolic magnitude by high mathematics anxious and low mathematics anxious individuals by examining their performance on two variants of the symbolic numerical comparison task. In two experiments, a numerical distance by mathematics anxiety interaction was obtained, demonstrating that the effect of numerical distance on response times was larger for high math anxious than for low math anxious individuals. These data support the claim that high math anxious individuals have less precise representations of numerical magnitude than their low math anxious peers, suggesting that mathematics anxiety is associated with low-level numerical deficits that compromise the development of higher-level mathematical skills. Introduction. Mathematics anxiety is a condition in which individuals experience negative affect when engaging in tasks demanding numerical and mathematical skills. Across a number of studies, individuals high in mathematics anxiety have been shown to perform worse than their low mathematics anxious peers on a wide range of numerical and mathematical tasks, ranging from simple tasks such as counting to more complex arithmetic problems involving carrying. The most dominant theory explaining mathematics anxiety, posited by Ashcraft and colleagues, asserts that high math anxious individuals suffer from math anxiety-induced ruminations, which compromise the availability of working memory resources, which in turn leads to lower performance on numerical and mathematical tasks. While previous research assumed that math anxiety only affects highly working memory demanding maths, recent work by Maloney, Risco, and Sari et al. Suggests otherwise. Maloney et al. Presented lower math anxious and high math anxious participants with displays containing from 1 to 9 squares and asked them to enumerate the squares. They found that both groups enumerated equally quickly when there were anywhere from 1 to 4 squares presented. However, high math anxious individuals were significantly slower to enumerate from 5 to 9 squares than their low math anxious peers. Based on these results, Maloney et al. Posited that math anxiety could result from a basic low-level deficit in numerical processing that compromises the development of higher-level mathematical problem-solving. According to this conceptualization, working memory deficits may play a secondary role. That is, the effects of math anxiety that have been observed to date may be constrained by low-level deficits in numerical magnitude processing, and that the anxiety-induced working memory reduction serves to further exacerbate the effects of low-level deficits. However, Maloney, Risco, and Sari et al. Were agnostic with regards to the precise nature of such a low-level deficit. In the present investigation, we explore the prediction that math anxiety is associated with deficits in the representation of numerical magnitude. In the numerical cognition literature, it is frequently posited that numerical magnitudes are represented mentally on an internal number line and that this mental number line underlies number sense. That is, the fundamental ability to automatically and efficiently process numerical magnitude information. Each number is thought to hold a specific place on the number line and share representational features with the numbers close to it. Furthermore, the degree of overlap between numerical magnitude representations is thought to vary between individuals. For example, someone with a precise representation of number will have relatively less overlap between close numbers than will an individual who exhibits less precise numerical representations. The processing of numerical magnitude is most commonly assessed using different variants of the numerical comparison task. For example, Participants may be asked to compare a single digit to a fixed standard, or to compare two digits presented simultaneously. While there are different variants of the task, all yield a similar pattern of data. This pattern is known as the numerical distance effect, NDE, referring to an inverse relationship between numerical distance and response times. In other words, participants are faster and more accurate at indicating which of the two numbers is larger or smaller when the numerical distance separating the two numbers is relatively large, for example, 2 versus 9, than when it is comparatively small, for example, 8 versus 6. The most dominant theoretical model of the NDE posits that this effect reflects the relative overlap of numerical magnitude representation on a mental number line, where numbers that are positioned closely to one another share more representational overlap and are thus harder to discriminate during number comparison than those that are far apart. Importantly, individual differences in the NDE have been associated with variability in mathematical skills. For example, Holloway and Ansari demonstrated in a group of 6 to 8-year-old children a relation between an individual's NDE in a symbolic numerical comparison task and their performance on a standardized test of mathematical skills. Specifically, participants with larger NDEs and presumably a less precise representation of number displayed poorer performance on a math task than did those with smaller NDEs, and presumably a more precise representation of number. Footnote. An alternative account is that the NDE indexes the comparison process involved in numerical comparison rather than the numerical representation per se. While we acknowledge that there is presently a debate with respect to what the NDE indexes, it is not important for the present investigation whether the NDE is an index of numerical representation or numerical comparison processes. Rather, what is important is that we accept that the NDE is indexing numerical magnitude at a very basic level. Nonetheless, the present paper will adhere to the widely accepted view that the NDE indexes overlap of numerical representations in order to facilitate the communication of the findings. The present investigation. In view of the above data suggesting that the NDE can serve as a measure of individual differences in the processing and representation of numerical magnitude, the present investigation examined both high math anxious and low math anxious individuals' performance on two symbolic variants of the numerical comparison task. If high math anxious individuals do, in fact, have less precise representations of numerical magnitude than their low math anxious peers, then high math anxious individuals should exhibit a larger NDE than those with low math anxiety. Experiment 1. Method. Participants. 48 undergraduate students, 24 low math anxious, and 24 high math anxious from the University of Waterloo participated and either were granted experimental credit or were paid $5. Math anxiety was measured using the Abbreviated Math Anxiety Scale, AMAS. Scores on the AMAS range from 9 to 45. Participants were administered the AMAS during a mass testing session occurring approximately 2 months prior to our experiment. We selected participants with scores under 20 to constitute our low math anxious group, and participants with scores over 30 to constitute our high math anxious group. These groups constituted roughly the top and bottom quartiles, 24.4% and 26% of the overall distribution. Stimuli, apparatus, and procedure. The data were collected on a Pentium 4 PC computer running E' 1.1. Stimuli were displayed on a 19-inch monitor. Numerical distance was measured using a lower slash higher than 5 variant of the numerical comparison task. Each trial began with a fixation point that remained on the screen for 500 milliseconds. A display containing a single Arabic digit in 18-point Arial font was presented at fixation. Numbers range from 1 to 4 and from 6 to 9. Participants were told to identify whether the presented number was lower than 5 or higher than 5 by pressing the A key to denote lower and the L key to denote higher. The number remained on the screen until the participants made a button press. There were a total of 160 trials. The numerical distance between the stimuli and the number 5 ranged from 1 to 4, with 40 comparison trials total per distance. Stimulus displays were presented randomly. Results and discussion. Response times and errors were analyzed across participants with numerical distance as a within subject variable and math anxiety as a between subject variable. Trials on which there was an incorrect response were removed prior to response time analysis, 2.7%. The remaining response times were submitted to a 2.5 standard deviation recursive outlier removal procedure, resulting in the removal of an additional 4.0% of the data. A 4, distance 1 to 4, times 2, math anxiety group low versus high analysis of variance conducted on the response time data yielded a mean effect of distance, F3 and 138 equals 28.9, mean squared error 1087.3 with a p-value of less than 0.01, eta squared of 0.39, and a mean effect of math anxiety group F1 and 46 equals 5.0, mean squared error of 312,233.4, p-value of less than 0.05, eta squared of 0.10, whereby the high math anxious group were slower overall to respond than the low math anxious group. Importantly, there was a distance times math anxiety group interaction, F3 and 138 equals 2.8, mean squared error of 1087.3, p-value of less than 0.05, eta squared of 0.06, whereby the effect of distance was larger for the high math anxious group than for the low math anxious group. The t-test on the slopes of the distance effects for high math anxious and low math anxious participants supported this interpretation by revealing a steeper NDE for the high math anxious group than for the low math anxious group. T46 equals 2.0, p-value equals 0.05. A parallel analysis on the error data yielded a mean effect of distance, F3 and 138 equals 15.0, mean squared error of 126.8, p-value of less than 0.01, eta squared of 0.32, no mean effect for math anxiety group, F of less than 1, and no interaction, F3 and 138 equals 1.1, mean squared error of 126.8, p-value of greater than 0.05, eta squared of 0.01. The primary purpose of the present experiment was to determine whether individuals with high math anxiety represent numbers differently from their low math anxious peers. Here we show that in the context of a lower/higher than 5 task, numerical distance interacts with math anxiety, whereby the effect of numerical distance was larger for high math anxious than for low math anxious individuals. There are several variations of the numerical comparison task. For example, participants may also be asked to compare one digit to a set standard, or to state whether two simultaneously presented digits are the same or different. While these variants all produce the characteristic NDE, we, Maloney, Risco, Preston, et al., have recently found that some variants of the numerical comparison task are more reliable than others. Furthermore, we identified that the NDE found using the lower/higher than 5 variant does not strongly correlate with the NDE found using a simultaneous two digits presented side by side comparison variant, suggesting that these variants might be differentially indexing numerical magnitude. Against this background, we wanted to ascertain that the math anxiety by NDE interaction generalizes to a different variant of the numerical comparison task. Additionally, it is possible that the lower slash higher than 5 variant of the number comparison task may require more working memory resources than other variants, given that in the lower slash higher than 5 variant, one must keep the standard 5 online in working memory while performing the task. As such, using the lower slash higher than 5 variant makes it difficult to rule out the possibility that working memory is playing a role in the observed math anxiety effects. To address these concerns, we conducted a follow-up experiment that employed a simultaneous two-digit variant of the numerical comparison task. Experiment 2. Method. Participants. 44 undergraduate students, 22 low and 22 high math anxious, from the University of Waterloo participated and either were granted experimental credit or were paid $6. Stimuli, apparatus, and procedure. The stimuli, apparatus, and procedure, for example, trial composition, were identical to those used in experiment 1, with the following exception. Following the 500 millisecond fixation point, a display containing two Arabic digits was presented. Participants were told to identify which of the two numbers was numerically larger by pressing the A key to denote that the number on the left was larger, and the L key to denote that the number on the right was larger. Results and discussion. Response times and errors were analyzed across participants with numerical distance as a within subject factor. Trials on which there was an incorrect response were removed prior to response time data analysis, 3.2%. The remaining response times were submitted to a 2.5 standard deviation recursive outlier removal procedure, resulting in the removal of an additional 3.1% of the data. A 4, distance 1 to 4, times 2, math anxiety group, low versus high, ANOVA conducted on the response time data yielded a mean effect of distance, F 3N126 equals 53.3, mean squared error of 574.1, p-value less than 0.01, eta squared of 0.56, and no main effect of math anxiety group. F was less than 1. Importantly, replicating the key finding in experiment 1, there was a distance times math anxiety group interaction. F 3N126 equals 2.7, mean squared error of 574.1, p-value less than 0.05, eta squared of 0.06, whereby the NDE was larger for high math anxious than for low math anxious participants. A t-test on the slopes of the distance effects for high math anxious and low math anxious revealed a marginally steeper NDE for the high math anxious group than for the low math anxious group. T42 equals 1.8, p-value equals 0.07. A parallel analysis on the error data yielded a mean effect of distance. F 3N126 equals 32.3, mean squared error of 111.3, p-value less than 0.01, eta squared of 0.44. No main effect of math anxiety group, and no interaction. Fs were less than 1. Experiment 2 clearly replicated the math anxiety by NDE interaction from experiment 1. Therefore, in a second experiment using a different variant of the symbolic comparison task, with a new set of high math anxious and low math anxious participants, we demonstrated that size of the NDE is larger for high math anxious than for low math anxious participants. Experiments 1 and 2 combined analyses. As noted as part of the motivation for experiment 2 above, the lower slash higher than 5 variant may be more working memory demanding than the two-digit comparison variant. If this is the case, and if a decrease in working memory capacity is what is driving the math anxiety by distance interaction seen here, then we should see a larger effect of math anxiety on numerical distance in the lower slash higher than 5 variant than in the two-digit comparison variant. To test this possibility, we conducted a combined analysis of experiments 1 and 2, including task variant as a between subjects factor. This 2 math anxiety group, high versus low, times 2 task variant, lower slash higher than 5 versus 2-digit comparison, times 4, distance 1 to 4, ANOVA, yielded a mean effect of distance. F 3 and 264 equals 71.2, mean squared error of 842.4, p-value less than 0.01, eta squared of 0.45, a marginal effect of math anxiety group, F 1 and 88 equals 3.3, mean squared error of 33,396.2, p-value equals 0.07, eta squared of 0.04, no math anxiety group times task variant interaction, F 1 and 88 equals 1.4, mean squared error of 33,396.2, p-value greater than 0.05, eta squared of 0.02, and a distance times math anxiety group interaction, F 3 and 264 equals 4.7, mean squared error of 842.4, p-value less than 0.01, eta squared of 0.05. A follow-up t-test on the slopes revealed that the slope of the NDE was larger for high math anxious than for low math anxious participants. T90 equals 2.6, p-value equals 0.01. Importantly, there was no distance times math anxiety group times task variant interaction. F was less than 1. Therefore, the results of the combined analysis indicate that the math anxiety group times distance interaction does not vary as a function of task variant, and as such, does not vary as a function of the working memory demands of the task. General discussion. Currently, the dominant account of math anxiety posits that math anxiety results in anxiety-induced thoughts during mathematical problem solving, and that these thoughts consume working memory resources. The current literature thus assumes that the performance deficits seen in math anxiety individuals are due to a decrease in working memory capacity rather than a lack of mathematical skill per se. Therefore, the present findings of an interaction between math anxiety and numerical distance effect, NDE, on 2 variants of the symbolic numerical comparison task could be construed as problematic for the dominant theory of math anxiety, as there is no published evidence as of yet to suggest that numerical comparison is particularly working memory demanding. The present data are consistent, however, with the Maloney, Risco, and Sari et al. Finding that math anxiety may result from a basic, low-level deficit in numerical processing that comprises the development of higher-level mathematical skills. While these data do not allow us to explicitly state why or how math anxiety develops and evolves, they do allow us to infer that less precise representations of numerical magnitude most likely play a role. It seems likely that a hybrid theory can best explain the data to date. Here, the difficulty that individuals with math anxiety have with high-level mathematics may ultimately stem from less precise representations of numerical magnitude. Certainly, as a function of their difficulty with mathematics, people could develop math anxiety, which in turn could result in working memory demanding ruminations, thereby exacerbating the difficulties these individuals already experience. In order for the proposed account to be valid, one must accept that there is a link between the precision of magnitude representations, as indexed by the NDE, and high-level mathematical skills. Support for this link has come from a variety of sources. As noted in the introduction, Holloway and Ansari demonstrated that there exists a relation between one's symbolic NDE and fluency in mathematics, such that larger NDEs are associated with poor fluency in mathematics. Even more compelling are longitudinal data collected by Desmed, Verschaeffel, and Gasquiat, showing that accuracy and speed of number comparison predict future mathematics achievement. Further evidence for the link between the precision of magnitude representations and high-level mathematical skills comes from observations from other special populations. For example, children with developmental dyscalculia have been shown to perform more poorly on tasks of basic numerical magnitude processing than do typically developing children. Atypical performance on number comparison tasks has also been demonstrated in individuals with Williams syndrome and chromosome 22q11.2 deletion. Taken together, these findings indicate that basic processing of numerical magnitude is affected in children who present with mathematical difficulties. Therefore, the origins of such deficits may lie in these foundational competencies. While the presence of a large NDE combined with mathematical difficulties in individuals with math anxiety does not equate math-anxious individuals with individuals with developmental dyscalculia, the results from the present study suggest that we can now add math-anxious individuals to the growing list of special populations who present with both atypical performance on number comparison tasks and poor performance on complex mathematical tasks.